Today we're going to start, we're in Siman Kuf Chaf, we start Halacha Yudal and Tetzvav together. Okay, Halacha Yudal says like this, Ein Aminu Katan Al Tfilas Kelim. If a child performs Tfilas Kelim, he tells you that he did it, so then he has no nemonis, and you can't accept his word that he did it. Avol, the Ramos sticks in, Avol and Tavol, the Legod will have a Tula, but if he would do it, and someone's watching him, an adult is watching him, so then we don't have to trust the child that he did it, so then the tefillah is fine. I'm going to read both kinnim and then I'll come back to explain what's going on. And then Tezvav says, "Im hitfil kelim like the of kichavim." If you did tefillah kelim with a goy, also let him feel the tefillah works. And the Ramah sticks in of in nemar tefillah to like a continuation of the last in, which is that he doesn't have nemonis, so you can't trust him. So which is sort of like why the Machaber said if. If you, oh, I'm sorry, I did not say that, but so that's why a yid has to watch him just like he watched the katan, that it's good. So to the goy also. Okay, so these two dinim, I mean, they're both about who's allowed to do tefillas kelim. Telling you that these two people are allowed to do tefillas kelim, but they're really connected to each other, more than just that they happen to both do about the same thing, and that is that both of them come from a, from what's behind both of these din is that there's no din, there's no requirement that a klish, that you need kavana when you do tefillas kelim. Okay, a person, you don't have to have any special thing in mind when you do it, and therefore, if the guy is going to do it, or the katan is going to do it, who have no kavana, that's perfectly fine. In fact, the shach says that if the kli falls into the mikvah without anybody putting it into the mikvah, it just fell in by itself, that's also fine. Okay, there's no one has to be behind what goes on. If someone knocks it over and it falls in, if something happens, that's also perfectly fine. And so therefore, if a child does it, or the guy does it, meaning people who don't have kavana, then that's perfectly fine.
I just want to say these two halachas in different respects.
What do you mean?
The first halacha is regarding kavana, it says, Ein Aminu. Mm-hmm. The second halacha regarding guy, he says, Evitzel also.
Good. I'm going to talk about that. Okay. So, I'm going to get to that later on. Okay. But that is true. It is. The wording is different, and we'll see why in a second, in a few minutes. Okay. So, if you look into it, it turns out that the Gemara actually never says these things. It doesn't talk about whether a katan and a guy could do tefillas kelim. And they asked the Rajba if they could. The Rajba is talking about a guy. That's the case he's talking about. They ask him, are you allowed to do tefillas kelim? Is a guy allowed to do tefillas kelim? So he says, he has a few tshuvas about it. One of the short ones says, Zuha Shemati, I don't know, I never heard, I have no Kabbalah about whether a guy could do tefillah, Avanir Hadvar Shu Mutter. However, it should be Mutter. Okay? And the Rajma then has a longer tshuva about it, where he goes through a lot of the different things about it, and he says like this. He says, there are Gemaras that say that you need to have Kabbalah for tefillah. And he says, Be'ikr, those things are for special dinim. He says, for kachim and chumah, you have to have kavana. But everything else, all other tefillahs do not have to have kavana. And then he has a long list of things, actions that have to do with mitzvahs. I'll give you examples in a second. Actions that have to do with mitzvahs, and he says a rule. He says, an action that has to do with a mitzvah, a guy could do the action, unless there's a special gzeres hakasev, or reason why he's not allowed to. Okay, but if you listen to his examples, all the examples have exceptions. Okay, so he says the two that he's allowed to are a guy's allowed to build a sukkah and an eruv. Okay, sukkah, not it's a mishnah. A sukkah is kan bach. A guy's allowed to build a sukkah and an eruv, and then he has a whole bunch of examples where he's not allowed to. And for each one of them, he says, you see, because each one of them has a special xeris akasav or a special reason. His examples are shchita, hafrashas truma, making matzah shmura, writing sefer Torah, and right, making tzitzis. And for each one of them, there's a special reason why, for each one of them, why they're not allowed to do them. But he says, be'etzim, a guy, there's no reason why a guy can't do an action that's to do with a mitzvah, like shchita. That's an action that's to do with a mitzvah. There's no reason why a guy couldn't do it, unless there's a special gzeres hakasev, a special reason in each case why they're not allowed to do it. Okay. Now, so that's what the Rashi says. And that's what's going on here in the Shulchan Aruch, that you don't need kavanah because we're fasting like that. The Trum Sedeshin has a whole bunch of other reasons why you should let a katan do tefillah. He said, because you could teach the katan, the katan could have kavana, you could be gadlan or gadlan, make sure he has kavana, maybe you could get away with like partial kavana. There's all kinds of reasons like that. But the pasuk in the Shach say, he says, the fact that the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say that. He doesn't say you could have a katan do tefillah if you teach him to have kavana. He doesn't say anything like that. from that it's maturing that the Mechaber is passing like the Rashba, which is that you do not have to have Kavanah B'chol. There's no need to have Kavanah at all, and therefore Tefillah works without any, no Kavanah for a Goy, for a Katan, or even, again, the Shas that fell in by itself, it's perfectly fine. Okay, now, the Bach picks up on the Diyuk that the Mechaber says, that the Mechaber says in Hitva Kema De Ev Kichavim also Lam Tefillah. He says that works only with the Evid. Okay, when I give it notice that it sounds like it only works with the Evid. The Bach says no. How can it say it only works with the Evid? What's wrong with doing it? What's the difference? As long as you know that he did it, what's the difference that it only did with the Evid? The Bach says that the Rashba who said that you don't need to have Kavana is Lishitasa with a sheet that he has in Hilchus Nida. And he says, we don't pass like that. We don't pass like that, Shita. And therefore, the Chathila, a guy cannot do Tefillah. And it's only with the Yevah that a guy could do Tefillah. That's what the Bach says. Everybody argues on that. The Taz says that the reason why it says over here it's only with the Yevah, the reason why it says by the guy also on Tefillah as if it's only with the Yevah, so the Taz says that's because you're going to lose that on saying the Bracha. Okay, if the guy does the Tefillah, you can lose that on saying the Bracha. We're going to talk about more about that later on. Okay? So most people say, like what I said at the beginning, which is you don't have to have kavana. The guy and the katan are perfectly fine to do the tefillah. It's just an action that has to happen. That thing's got to get into the water. Who does it doesn't make a difference as long as you make sure that you know that it happened and you have to have someone who you can trust. And we'll talk about the bracha part of it in a second. Right? Correct. Correct. We're going to talk about nafkaminas like that at the end. Okay, correct. The Taz only says, the only reason to say the Chathila, I'm going to back there in the end, is only because of the bracha parts of Okay.
The trust issue with the guy also, right?
Right, there's a trust issue. You have to make sure it happened. That's one part of it.
Why didn't Mechaber say that?
Why didn't he say what?
Because no namas.
So I guess he figured if he said in a katan you don't trust him, you would figure that out. The Ramah stuck it in Avlein and Emel Tzvila, but I guess he figured if he told you a katan you don't trust him, so you sort of, you're going to get the idea yourself. That,
so why didn't he write that it works?
That what?
That it works by a katan.
Why didn't he say?
That was my question originally. I wasn't focusing on
that. So he's Emel Tzvila katan could to him. Again, what's the underlying point here is that of course the katan could do it. I don't have to tell you that. I just don't trust him.
So why the katan does he focus on the Ramah and somebody? Because that's the only thing that works. That's my question. He's focusing on two different things.
Okay, so again, by the content he's saying that he has no namas. Okay, that's true.
We and don't say that it works. And then he comes to the guy and he says that it works. We don't say he has no namas.
I think it's not such a chiddush that a cotton that it works.
Right.
It's a big chiddush that it works.
The chiddush that it works. The bigger chiddush by a guy than a
cotton? Yeah. It's called a book up in the mitzvah.
Okay, but namas is a bigger chiddush by a cotton? No,
they're equal. They're equal.
Right. He really could have said they both these offices together. In one sense.
They come from different places. That's why they're in different things. But okay, fair. Okay, I'm not sure. Okay, so now, I'm going to split now. First talk about things about a cotton, that's halach yudalev, and then talk things about tezvav, which is for a goy. Okay. First, I want to remind you something, for those of you who've been around. The Mechaber says, a katan doesn't have nemanis to say he did tefillah's kelim. That's what he says. That's what he says. Eim aminu katan al tefillah's kelim. That's what the Mechaber says. When we learned Sim Pei Dalad, we learned the halachos of bugs, we learned over there, I spoke a whole time about which things are katan and isha nemanon. I don't know if you remember that. We spoke about them. And over there, there's a machlokes about this din over here. We spoke about it then. I'm going to just tell you in a second what that is, which is, the Mechaber says he's not nemanon. Okay, there's a machlokes in the Achronim. What happens if the katan is talking about glass? Okay, what happens if he's talking about something that's only chayven tefillas kelim with the rabbanon? Is the katan having the manos on it? Okay, and because of that, whatever the cheshbonis we spoke about in that year, this cheshbonis that a katan should be neman for lachayra in svar, the katan should be neman for the rabbanon. So if he sends the katan to title a glass, then the katan should have the manos to say that he did tefillas kelim. That would be enough for me to go. The guy wouldn't have the manos. The katan would have no bonus with it. And the Chochmah Sadin says, even for glass, the katan would have no bonus. And the Taz and Chumash says, they're not talking about him, but they say, what are you talking about? According to the rules that we have, when the katan is neman, the katan should have no bonus for those things. And at the time, the best we could explain why the Mechaber doesn't say it, the Mechaber, how are they going to explain it? The Mechaber says, Eim Aminu Katzal Tzuyas Keilam. The reason that the Chachmas Sadim brings was not so strong. We'll have to go listen to the recording of it. And then maybe the Mechaber was just being loyplug. When he says don't use it, he just, don't trust the Katzal, he just means it's loyplug. It wasn't clear. Okay. Now, what's wrong?
Why are we concerned that he's not going to do it properly?
I'm getting to that. Be patient. I'm going to get there. Okay. Another thing is like this. When we say that you don't trust a katan, at what point would we say that now he's not a katan anymore, that we should trust him? So, what I mean is like this. We know that in order to be considered a gadol, we need to have two things. You need to have shanim and simanim. You have to be 13 and you have to have shtei seiros. Okay, you have to have two things. So, the Gemara says is, chazaka d'rava, we have a chazaka that says is, the Chazaka tells us that if he's Shanim, then he has Simanim. If he's 13, then he has Cyrus also. There's another Gemara that says that you do not trust that a boy who's 13 has Simanim also. We don't trust it in the cases of Kiddushin and Gerushin and Chalitza. Okay? So what's the difference? Make up your mind. Is there a Chazaka or is there not a Chazaka? Okay? So most of the places can go along with what Magen Avraham says. It's not so clear. Not everybody agrees to what I'm about to say. To what you all know, the Magen Avraham says it depends if it's a Deraisa or Drabana. Okay? If it's a Deraisa, then we accept that we follow the Chazaka. And if it's a Drabana, then we don't. I'm sorry, if it's a Drabana, we follow the Chazaka. And if it's a Deraisa, we don't. And those three cases happen to be three things that are Deraisa. Okay? Others argue, Nei Gerudah says there's something special about those three dinim. Each one of them has a special reason why we're machmir about it. Nei Gerudah has a different answer. When we do it, don't believe it. But Prim Gadon ends off, he says, Mavur b'poiskim, the b'chol is a Torah b'oi b'dika. Okay, he says, like the Magen Avraham says, which is not necessarily, not everybody agrees to that, but what the Magen Avraham says, that for if it's a deraisa, then you don't believe him, you don't accept the chazaka, and you have to check for the simanim. So, if I told you that, if we just stopped over here, I would say that if you want, when it says "ein maminu katan al tefilas kelim," means is if a 13-year-old wants to do tefilas kelim, then it would depend. If it's a deraisa, if it's a metal kli, then you have to make sure he has simanim. And if it's a glass kli, then you trust him just because he's 13. Okay, that's what you would say if you stopped right now. That's what you would say when it says "ein maminu katan." Actually, there are some cases when you wouldn't mind about a 14-year-old because you're not sure he's a gadol either. Okay, which I guess that's sort of built into it. Right, content. Okay, so for some things you would believe him if he was this, and not for other things. And that's in a lot of places. Every time it says content, it doesn't have to tell you those things. It's the beginning of our Chaim talks all about that, so it doesn't have to keep on telling it to you every time. Okay, that's fine. Okay, now. But there's a question. Okay, this is not a question from here. This is a question, the Prim Gadol asks this question. He says, why Taka? Don't we rely on the Chazak even by Deraisa? He says, let's take what the Magen Avraham says. Now, the other people give explanations why certain places you don't rely on the Chazak. But the Magen Avraham says, no, it depends if it's Deraisa or Drabanan. Okay? It's nothing special about the cases. It's Deraisa or Drabanan. He says, why not? He says, Chazakah is Chazakah. Why shouldn't we trust the Chazakah? All over, lots of places we trust Chazakahs. Chazakah says that something is true, then it is what it is. Why shouldn't we be some of a Chazakah when it comes to Issa Deraisa? What's wrong with that? Chazaka is a chazaka. I think he has examples. I don't remember them. But what's wrong with following a chazaka? So Prim Gadon has two answers why we don't follow, why we shouldn't necessarily follow a chazaka. First answer is, he says, his first answer is, back to Hilchos Torah, his first answer is that me and Hamotzi of 13-year-olds don't have simanim. And since it's a mid hamatzi, midrabanan you mechui to be choshish for mid hamatzi, and therefore the midrabanan you can't be some mechan the chazaka. Midraisa there's a chazaka. Midrabanan since it's a mid hamatzi that won't have simanim, so midrabanan you mechui to be choshish that there was no siman. So it's a drabanan dikdin. And the second is he says also drabanan dikdin, which is that when it's eshul v'ru b'kal, then you're not allowed to be some mechan the chazaka. And therefore, he says, and therefore, saying that you shouldn't be Samuel Chazak would be saying that it's Epshalot Rubikah. Okay? So he says, of these two, he says, the first one is the correct one. The second answer is not correct. He says, it's not considered Epshalot Rubikah. Why? It's because if it was Efshel Ivru Bekal, it wouldn't work by the Rabbanans either. We wouldn't be Sama Chana for anything. If it's in the gather of Efshel, it's easy to check, then that would work every place. It would be Efshel Ivru Bekal. It's Efshel Ivru Bekal. It wouldn't work by the Rabbanans either. So he says, it must be that the reason is because it's considered a Mir Hamotzi. It happens, it's common enough that someone who has Shonim doesn't have Simonim. And therefore, for the Rises, you have to be Choshishit. For the Rabbanans, it's like, we wouldn't make a Din Rabbanan to be Choshish for Mir Hamotzi, for them that's only us with the Rabbanan in the first place. So therefore, over here, that if the Chiv Tfil is only with the Rabbanan, we don't have to be choshish for the Mir Hamatzi that don't have Simon. Okay, and there's actually a thing like that, exactly, Hilchos Tumah like that also. We're not choshish for Mir Hamatzi in certain cases like the
Osses. Yeah. Attack is an actual help.
So, well, that's a practical thing. He makes it like it's a practical thing, which is, well, I guess. What do you say? Yeah, use your imagination. Figure out why it's. So, the Prime Gom says, well, when he brings. When he brings the tzad, he says, well, feed that we would have to say it's actually Rabbi Kala. It's debatable whether it could be this way. You know what I mean? So he says, no, it can't be, because Rasu work, it would be better upon his own. Okay.
The theory could be Nachmun or Maisa, and you could ask by a doctor, but my understanding is that nowadays it's not a beat, I'm not saying anymore.
Okay.
The age has gone down.
Okay. If the reason is because of me and Amotzi, then Kenzai would change it. It wouldn't be much. Yeah, okay. Right, so
it's
not
that
okay, so that's good with me. Okay, so you should know that the Mishabura has a line about this, and the Mishabura says is, he says, the Prima Gadim is Marach about this Shaila about Chazaka. And he comes out that it's midrabanan that we're not talking about the raises because a mir of the children don't have simanim and therefore we have to check. Okay, which is what the Prima Gadim says. The Prima Gadim's conclusion is that the reason is because of mir hamotzi. That's the reason for doing it. Okay. Okay. So now back to Tefilas Kelim. Okay, being tabled medically is midraisa. So I just told you, the Prima Gadim says. That it's a with the Prim God in Or Chaim says that we follow the Magen Avraham that by the right says you have to check for Simonim. So you would therefore say, what should he say about Tefilas Kelim of a metal kli? It should be obvious that you should not be Simonim on the 13-year-old. You should need to check for Simonim. In fact, that's not what the Prim God says. Well, I shouldn't say it's not. It's not so clear. That's what the Prim God says. Now the Prim God, this happens to be in Or Chaim also, but it's not in that part of Or Chaim. It's in Hilchos Hagol's Kelim. We've mentioned that there's like one Prima Gadim in Hilchos Hagol's Kelim, who it's a very long Prima Gadim about all kinds of things, and then he says, well, in Tefilas Kelim, I'll tell you a few things. Okay, so all of his Hilchos Tefilas Kelim is like in like this many lines. He packed like 100 things into like, you know, 5 lines. We've mentioned the same Prima Gadim a lot of times. Anyhow, so today's line is, he says, if it's glass, even the cotton is bleed. No question, that's what we talked about before. If it's glass, we bleed the cotton, no problem. He says, but if it's metal, and he's 13, he says, seemingly, you should need to check for simanim, like the tzarachim. So, you could read that how you want to. You could say he's just being, you know, in his usual modest self. Okay, Prima Gadim is good at that, so to speak. Being more modest. Sure doesn't seem like that. When he talked about the glass, he was very clear. By glass, you could believe even the cotton. There was no questions about it. Here, he seems to be not so... By glass, he says you could believe the cotton. He's like, no question, he has a question. Now that's not so clear. But there's no wrong glass, you can believe the cotton. By metal, for a 13-year-old, without checking the simon, he says, seemingly, you should have to check the simon. You're not so sure. Okay, so maybe it's a deek, maybe it's not. The question would be why? What would be the reason, according to all the rules that we know, if he's a gadol, we know that for the raises you have to check for simon. So what should be? So if you look at the Pesach Tshuva here, Pesach Tshuva he brings that a reason why you should not need to check for simon, and he says the reason is because if you use a kli and you didn't tivle it, the food stays kosher, and therefore you shouldn't have to check for it. Okay, so like you know. Medrash kli. What is he talking about? So what if you use the kli? If you use the kli, the food will stay kosher. So what is that? How does that explain? Why should trust the God? Well, I have a mitzvah to do a mitzvah deraisa to tevel the kli. Do I try to trust the 13-year-old that he did, or should I not trust him? Well, would either yes or no. If that's a mitzvah deraisa, what do I care whether the food's going to be treif afterwards? What's the connection? Okay. So there are other answers. Good, but I was very happy to find Rabbi Vavya Yosef has a tshuva about this. Okay, that's not that surprising. And he brings from a sefer called Zecher Simcha, okay, which is was written by a person named Reb Simcha Bainbrugger. Okay, no idea who the person is. I have no idea who it is. And in that tshuva, this Reb Simcha Bainbrugger sent a child to Reb Yitzchak Ocharan, asking him, can you believe a 13-year-old who didn't check the siman to do tefillas kehil? And Reb Yitzchak Ochanan wrote him back. And in this sefer, Zeichus Simcha, has the whole tshuva from Reb Yitzchak Ochanan explaining why he thinks that you don't have to check the siman. Okay? So it was like, for me, that was exciting. I guess this whole tshuva, I was going to maybe put that on the screen. It's you know, a couple of paragraphs. A tshuva from Yitzchak Ochanan about why you don't have to, why you could trust the Gadol even if he didn't, even without checking for him, even for metal. And Rav Avadia thinks he's right. He goes along with it. It says like this. It's a two-part thought of what the reason is. The first is, he says, is you should allow it because it's a Svek Sveker. What's a Svek Sveker? There are those who hold that Tfilas Kehillim even for metal is a Darabona. He says, so we could be Mitzarev that some people hold like that. We've talked about this. Look there. Some people hold like that. Maybe the Rambam holds like that. That Tfilas Kehillim even for metal is a Darabona. Well, and the second topic is, maybe he has Simanim. That's probably a better tzad that he has Simanim. So Svek Sveker, and it should be Mutter. Svek Sveker should tell us that the 13-year-old should be believed. Okay? So he says, but there's a chazaka against the Svek Sveker. The chazaka tells us that the kli wasn't toibul. Okay? So he says, now comes the second point. He says, the only time a chazaka says that a chazaka would win against a Svek Sveker is when it's a cheskes iser. A plain old chazaka doesn't work better. A chazaka that says that cheskes iser does work against that. I don't know the reason, but that cheskes only if it's cheskes iser. So now we understand what the Pesach Tshuva means to say is. I think he's Maramzed. I think he says that's what the Pesach Tshuva means is that since there's no iser involved, there's a mitzvah for me to do, but there's no iser for me to do. Therefore, the Svek Sveker is the reason why you're allowed to believe it. So it's not that because the food is mutter, therefore I can believe the Gadol. It's because since the food is mutter, that takes away the problem of being, so to speak, a chazaka against it. And there is a chazaka, but not a chazaka that would stop the Svek Sveker. No, not Midraisa. Not Midraisa. If it's a Darabonah, we're good. We could trust it, the 13-year-old. On the Darisa level, it's just a mitzvah to do. That mitzvah doesn't stop a Svek Sveker. Svek Sveker is good enough.
This was problem with the whole halacha. The Fidish was Yaakov and Mishnah Brura. The whole halacha is without Kamila if you have to title it again. But the Gabbadi is a Shamshus, it's all in the Rabbon, she's been able to run a cotton even for metal.
That's true, but I have a mitzvah. I wonder if I did my mitzvah or not.
Look, so you have to title it again. But
No. So it's just. If the cotton
came and said, I titled this fork,
yeah.
So you can't believe him, so you have a mitzvah now to title the fork again. But you're allowed to use the fork to buy them.
That's true, but the question is if I did my mitzvah, I have a mitzvah. Should I trust him? So should I trust him that I did the mitzvah? The Prima Gaon says, no, you have to do it again.
So
Rabbi Yitzchak says, you don't have to table it again. Yeah, Rabbi Yitzchak says, don't table it again, don't bother me, please.
If your son comes to you and says, I tabled this fork,
right.
You're going to say, I have to table it again. And then you're going to say, divided, can I use it? You're going to say, yes.
No,
because he's a cotton.
If
he's 11.
He's like glass. It's together, it's sort of like,
it's nostalgia. So when I have a mitzvah, on the derisa level, I'm not trusting him. So now for the Darabona level, I'm not going to trust him either. You can't say I'm half and half.
A little trustworthy.
Yeah, and then, what do you think? That's what he's trying to say. I don't propose that. Once the suffix is an espasha for the derisa, from the derisa level, I have to say is I can't trust you. So for the Darabona, okay. Anyhow, so that's what Yitzchak Ochanan says. Rabbi Yitzchak Ochanan says that, and now I have to tell you this. So Rabbi Yitzchak Ochanan is happy. He says, you can trust the 13-year-old, and Rabbi Avadia is okay. But I mean, the Prima Gaon, even though he's a little not so convinced, but he sure sounds pretty convinced. I mean, reading Prima Gaon, that sure sounds like he's pretty sure. And I think most people would assume like that. Like the simple reading of Magen Avraham, that when you have it, the Raisa, you don't trust the Gadol unless he has his Siman Mos. Okay, let's move on to we have a little to say most for a Gadol. Okay. When the Mechaber said, if the imhitvah came out day of Kechavim, also in tefillah. Okay, so I mentioned to you that the Bach says that it sounds like it's only b'diyeh. Okay, so the Bach says that in general, because
that's
this...
the top of the Svek Sveker, by the
way. I think it would be...
Some of the rights is of the Rabbi Neumann, is the rights, maybe the Gavim is a cotton, even if it's a cotton, then it's a cotton. Maybe the Gavim is a cotton, then what? No, maybe it's
believed
because it's
going
to
be
the
bottom.
Mitzvah is
going to be the bottom.
No, he
doesn't say that.
He can't do that.
I don't.
The cost is even
the bottom. David, I don't remember if Yitzchak speaks about that. I don't think so. He brings a he has a cast himself from a din we had before him. He says, I have a lot to say about it, but I'm not going to tell you. So you can look at Vieshe Arichas Tvarm.
Where is the Tshuva written from
Ravadia? I'll give it to you if you want afterwards. Ravadia's Tshuva is Chelek Zayin Simon Test. But he doesn't quote the whole thing in Yabihimer. But he does not, he doesn't quote, if you want the Tshuva from Yitzchanan, I'll give that to you. Okay, so. So the Bach says it's only for the Eved, because this idea that you could do it without Kavana, we don't hold that L'chatchila. I mentioned that the Bach Uchum, which most people don't hold. Another answer, another explanation for that is, in the Chalkos Bin Yamin, he says a different explanation. He says it's along the lines of, I don't know if he used exactly these words, mitzvah yoytzim yikishlucha. What are you having a guy do? You have a mitzvah. You're supposed to do it for your scale. What are you doing having a guy doing your thing for you? You're supposed to do a mitzvah. So it's true, it works, but it's not what you're supposed to be doing. Okay, and the other one I mentioned to you before, and also is that the Taz says is that it has to do with the bracha. So the nafkamina is, as was mentioned, the Taz.
If you could use it, going,
is that working with the shlichus? No. So you have a mitzvah. I'm saying it's along those lines. I have a mitzvah, the travel is clear, and I'm avoiding the mitzvah. I'm getting
it from shlichus.
I'm not sure. Right. You're just
going to the mitzvah. You know, it's megala. The whole thing is no mitzvah for me to do it. If I have
you,
it's not true.
It's not true. It's not true. It's not true. It's not true. It's not true. It's not true. It's not true. The not true. It's 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 not true. Okay, so he mentioned beforehand that I don't have to worry about the bracha. Let's have a clear that we'll need a bracha. There are lots of, we had mentioned lots of cases where we do two without a bracha. Okay, well the Taz says the nafkamina is, what is having tabling five kelim? Okay? One, I'm gonna go along with the guy. I have to go along with the guy because he won't be trusted. So I go to the first kli, I make the bracha. Okay, now I'm only gonna make one bracha anyhow. So I make a bracha on the first kli. And then I cover the first one, and he covers the rest of them. So we didn't lose that on the bracha.
What? Sometimes that the bracha goes all five. I'm thinking the first one.
That's a good question, because the bracha does not go on his kale. That's true. I don't make a bracha for the guy. If I stood there and watched the guy, I wouldn't make a bracha on him. I wouldn't make it. So it's true. But the Taz says. But the Taz says what? Right. But the Taz says rega. But the Taz says that's at Hesper. As to why the Rashba says that l'chatchila, you could have a yid do it. You could have a guy do it. And the Mechaber says only b'dieved. So that's one of the box questions. How come, if the Taz says it with l'chatchila, how come the Mechaber didn't say it? So he says that the Rashba was talking about a case when you did some of the kelim and the guy did some of them. So you made the bracha, you didn't have a problem with a bracha. The Mechaber is telling you that it works b'dieved because you would theoretically lose out on your bracha. Okay, so the Taz says, if you make the bracha with the guy, no problem, no, it's not the evidence at all. If you make title some kalim, the guy title just then it's not a problem. And that case is very lemaisa. Okay, it's very lemaisa, not for most people, but very lemaisa for hashkafas. Okay, because when a caterer buys 1,000 pieces of silverware or 500 dishes that need to be titled, okay, so they send the mashkiach to the mitzvah because he has to make sure it happens. That's the Mashiach's job to make sure it happens, and the Mashiach's got to do things, but there's 1,000 pieces of silver that have to be titled, so they send help with him. Okay, he doesn't have one guy do it by himself, he'd be there for a month being titled the kale. So they send help with him. So if the people who come with him are Goyim, the Mashiach could use the Goyim. He makes the bracha on the first ones. They start with this big stack of silver, where the Yid makes the bracha and does the first ones, and then the Goyim can do the rest of it, or they do it together, they do all the rest of the kale. Okay, so
How does that work? Why is the bracha?
So he's looking at it from the side of every kli has to have a bracha set on it. That's how he's looking at it. And the Taz says, no, we don't only make one bracha here altogether. Even if I did all the kelim, I'd only make one bracha. So the fact that one bracha was made, I didn't lose anything.
The Taz says earlier in the seminar, I don't remember where, that if they have a kli without a bracha, so total it. Turn into another kli.
Correct.
Why? Because the bracha goes on the other kli.
It's a good question. It's a good question. I'm not sure what the answer is. The Taz says it over here. You're right. Okay.
So what's the problem? Over there.
You have a mitzvah. Somebody have a shayla. You make a bracha.
You're not gaining anything. If I have two kelim, one needs a bracha, and one's a suffer.
Yeah.
And I make the bracha on one by itself, and tomorrow I come back and tell the other one. How many brachas did I make? I made one bracha.
Right,
if I do it together...
Yeah, but then on that case, you had a shot, you should make a bracha. Maybe you did a mitzvah without a bracha. You want to avoid that.
So now I did the mitzvah with the bracha.
You did the mitzvah.
Let me finish. I'm almost finished, and you guys can find out.
Is this what actually happens?
That what? That they send good? 100%? No. If they have 1,000 pieces to do, so they have to send the mashgiach.
Yeah, the truck.
You have to send the mashgiach because mashgiach's got to make sure it happens, and he's over take care of it. But he sent people with him. One guy, there's a lot to do. Okay. So now. But this brings up a point that was mentioned before him, which is we talked about way before him, and we'll talk more about it in Mirza Hashem and Simon Reish Beis, that there are lots of details to doing a Tefillas Kelim properly. Okay? And the one we've talked about in the past was you can't hold the cleat too tightly, okay? It has to all be in the water at the same time. So when we say that you could have a goy do tefillas kelim, I'll say this in two different ways. I'll say it the nice way. It's only going to be a work in cases where it's obvious that what he's doing is being done correctly. What I mean is, if it's a thing that's questionable, if the action itself is questionable, then how am I going to trust him? It's not a matter of how am I going to know that he did it correctly? I watched him do it. But how do I really know that I actually watched him do it correctly? He stuck it into the water. Let's say he held it in his hand, and he put it into the water. How am I going to know the subtlety of whether he held it tightly or held it loosely? How do I know that? So it'll only work in situations where either it's obvious he's just throwing forks in, he's throwing forks in.
Bad light, he's concerned about dropping it.
Right, so it'll only work. It'll be cases where he's doing it really simply. If he's really simply just throwing forks into the mikvah, it's really obvious that it worked. Or he did such a thing, we made his hands wet, and his hands were there in the mikvah. We all kinds of pashkrai. What I'm saying is, so this din is not for everything. When we say you trust the guy, it means is you trust the guy in situations where it's obvious that what he did was correct. Okay? As opposed to when I trust my neighbor, when I trust someone in the room besides when I trust somebody else in the room, then I don't have to check up on them, did you do it correctly? Because that's part of his nemanah is that when a person does the mitzvah, he does it correctly. I don't have to follow up on that here. It's not just meant that he actually get into the water. It has to be, he got into the water correctly. Okay. Now, and one last thing is, one last thing I mentioned, and the Chalkos brings in, that in, we said is the guy, for that matter, the katan, have no nemanahs. Okay, they don't have nemanahs that they did it correctly. Okay, so he brings, like there's a din in Simon Tezayin, in your day. Okay, Simon Tezayin is the Simon about Oysev Yesbenoi. Okay, and it says there that if people without nemanos, like a guy tell you that they shechted the mother, then there's no problem. You don't have to believe them. You ignore it, and you don't have to be cautious with that Israel. But if you trust the person, if you think that they're telling you the truth, then lahachmir, you have to believe the person. Okay, and therefore, so if you really believe the guy that he's telling you the truth, you know that you have reason. You personally think he's telling you the truth. So halachically, he has no nemanus, and lakuli, you wouldn't believe him, but lachomer, you would. So in the Chagat Yom, he says this: so in Cain, if a guy tells me he did tefillas kelim, or a child tells me he did tefillas kelim, and I think that he's really telling me the truth, then when I do the tefillas kelim afterwards, he says you should do tefillah that bracha. He said, because l'chumra, you should believe the person.
Why does the guy think he's telling me the truth? It should create itself.
So, over there, it doesn't.
I think he's lying.
You see over there that's not the way we do. They don't have the mind. Ben l'kul, ben l'chumra. But if I personally trust him, so that you can go look at Simon Tezayin. That's in the wrong chil. You go look at Simon Tezayin. But it says... I hear the question, you should say, I should be choshish. But it says, we don't believe them, bein l'kul, bein l'chorma. We don't give them any amounts at all. But if I trust him, if I personally, come on, I know that the guy did that. Somehow, I have that, I worked for the guy for 12 years, and I know he's telling me the truth. Then l'chorma, now, it doesn't say it over here, but he says, l'chorma, it should be this, which sounds right to me, that you should say, in that case, you'd see without a bracha.